Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. And once again, I'm going to welcome you out here for another wonderful episode, another great way I can serve you, especially before we hit the end of this year. As a reminder, check our website, MoneyRipples.com. And also, if you got questions for me, if you say, hey, Chris, I want to figure out how I can have more money for myself, more cash flow, email me, Chris@MoneyRipples.com. Also, on my website, you can check out, there's actually a free ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, which are my top cash flow tips. So even though you might love listening to podcasts, if you want to see something in writing that's a short read but easy to implement, check that out on MoneyRipples.com. So today I want to talk about how we can actually have more money for the holiday season. And this is something I like to do every single year. Usually I do this as a webinar, but I decided to do this as a podcast instead because I know this is a stressful time of year for a lot of people. But even if you've got a lot of money, still to have more cash, and it's because there's so many cool things you can do right now, I would not wait a second to implement these things. So these are things you can take action on right now and start getting results right now. And they work. In fact, some of these tips I'm going to give you, you do not want to wait on some of these, because some of them you might feel like you're almost too late. So here's how you do it. So as you know, I mean, we talk about cash flow all the time because when you have more cash flow, you have more options. And when there's more options, you have more freedom. Now, I had to do this about a couple years ago. About 4 years ago when I launched Money Ripples, you know, I knew I left the business I was in. I basically left with nothing from that business. They did offer me a little severance check, but it was so ridiculous. It was like, oh, well, that's thanks for that. You know, cool. I'm grateful for it, but that's not hardly anything compared to the value I created over that time. And so I knew, like, okay, cash, I'm going to make it, it's going to be a little bit tight because I got to start with a new company. I had a non-compete. So I knew I had to have time to start building my business to start getting clients, especially because I was branded as another company for so many years and being that coach. So I knew I needed to get a little tighter. And so this actually helped me free up about $1,819 a month in my own personal situation. That's what I was able to do, which was awesome. Now, a lot of this I learned because of the first experience I had, you know, back when I, you know, went through my real challenging financial times during the Great Recession. You know, I was in the hole over $16,000 a month. I had to get creative. So this time I was doing it again, but this time I was doing it from a place of preparation, more of a place of peace and calmness versus frantic, oh crap, right? So that's what I did. But I was able to find an extra $1,819 a month that was enabled me to be able to, you know, slow the money I was using out of savings, you know, to help live on, and eventually start building my company to where I was able to get Money Ripples launched and start making some really, really positive impact and making a big difference. So these are all things that you can use. Some of this stuff will even work after the holidays. So definitely listen up. So number one, this is something that you can do. I tell you all the time to start tracking your money, and I hope you are. In your business, using QuickBooks. In personal life, using Mint. But I would add to that that if you are tracking your money, awesome. Great. Here's the next step. See if you can go into each category and see what you can do about lowering your expenses by about 5%. Just 5%. So if you're spending $100 in an area, see if you can get it down to 95. If you're spending 500, see if you can get it down to 475 and so on. But see what you can do about trying to just tighten the belt a little bit. And it may not even be places you expect. It might just be in things that you forgot you're paying for and you just need to stop, right? There might be things you're paying for monthly, like dues and subscriptions that maybe you're not using. You know, today I just went and got a new gym membership, and you know, I'm thinking, this I'm going to make a good use of because I'm going to make dang good use of this membership. But I know there's a lot of people that don't make use of that membership, and they hope that someday they might do it. Listen, if you're not going to use it, lose it, get rid of it, right? And so find that 5%, see what you can cut back, even on your utilities and things like that, your cell phone bill. Can you call up the companies and start asking, see if they have got a promotional rate or something like that? See what you can do there. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of ways to do it. Now, leading to number two, I'd say, is actually look at selling stuff. Now, this is the perfect time of year. If you're going to sell anything, sell it during Christmas. There are people looking at classified ads, looking for things to do. So whatever your local classifieds is, you might be using Craigslist, which is more general and across state lines and even some country borders. But you might be looking at some local classifieds. There might be some yard sale pages. I know on Facebook that we've been selling a lot of stuff even recently, trying to declutter so we can go snowbird down in California this winter. But you know, one of the things we're trying to do right now is just declutter stuff. And so we're like, can we sell things off, get rid of things we don't need? And if you can't sell it, donate it. Again, if you're not going to use it, lose it. For example, you know, I just got married a few months ago, and my wife said, hey, listen, some of us, we got some of the same books. We got multiple books. You know, can we give them away, sell them, whatever? And we decided we were going to donate them, and we donated them to the local library. And man, you should have seen their face when we came in with that huge cart, especially when they said, hey, do you need a box? I'm like, no, we need a cart. We need something to haul the stuff in. And we did. We donated a good couple grand worth. And so that's stuff that we can write off on our taxes and get a benefit from anyways. Even if we didn't get cash, we know that at least we're offsetting some taxes. And so, again, that kind of leads to money, right? So also, you know, selling things, it's just not that tough. You know, it might mean you having to squash your pride, get rid of some sentimental stuff. It might mean you sell it for a lot less than what you bought it for, and that's totally okay. A dollar is worth more today than it is tomorrow. So find out ways to be able to use that today. So that's selling stuff. Find ways to do that. By the way, I just saw my Facebook memory. I saw a client who did that a couple of years ago and sold off tons of stuff. I mean, she actually sold off thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And this could also mean like, you know, this could be like your retirement accounts or your mutual funds or stocks or bonds or savings or something like that that you have that aren't doing anything for you. Maybe gold or silver, things like that. I remember I had a client where he had a lot of gold and silver, and I said, hey, cash out some of that, and you can actually increase your cash flow by $1,700 a month, you know? And he's like, whoa, but the government. I'm like, hey, regardless of the government, yeah, the government's going to do stuff, but still, that's $1,700 a month in your pocket today. Think about doing that. By the way, I just heard back from him. It's been a few years, and he just updated me. He's like, hey, all that debt paid off, gone. And I bet you he didn't actually sell off all the gold and silver I even told him to either. So anyways, you know, it's kind of cool to see that, you know, once you get rid of it. But again, if you can do it the fastest way possible, the faster you can do it, the better. So look at selling stuff. That can give you the extra cash you need for the holidays. Or just get rid of things you just don't need. Third thing is restructure your debt. Can you refinance and do some things there? Nice thing is if you start doing like a home refinance, maybe it's a good time to do that, especially when rates are still low. Maybe you need to refinance. I've had a lot of my clients lately, we've looked at refinancing mortgages. Now, in some of those cases, is it refinance it either to one, to cash out money from the home to pay off other loans and consolidate their debts, right? Other times it's been like, hey, cash out the money and then maybe you can do some other types of investing with it. You know, maybe you can go and, you know, with the money equity from your house, you can go and buy two properties, you know, and start cash flowing that real estate, whatever it might be, you know, getting that stuff to be used in a more productive way. Other ways too is that, you know, if you've got mortgages, car loans, things like that, maybe student loan payments, you can actually ask them to forego, ask them to see if you can skip a payment or two for the next month or two. And that's one of the big things I did to free up that $1,819 a month is that I actually called up a few loan companies that said, hey, would you be willing to skip for a month or two? And in some cases, even defer, like with student loans, you can even defer. And so I even did that with a few student loans. And that actually freed up the cash greatly. Now, here's the key with any of these tips. Like if you just go and blow this money, yeah, you get the money to spend, and that's great. If it creates some memories, maybe this is not even just for gifts. Maybe this is for a special trip that you wanted to take. Great. I can totally see that. I'm not telling you to do this stuff just to blow money and then keep blowing it day after day, year after year, month after month, right? I want you to do this in a way that actually is with wisdom. And hopefully, it might even give you a better spot, a better place. So yeah, if you skip those loan payments, just know that you don't totally, those. It's not like they're forgiven. They're just put on the back of the loan. You just extend the loan another month or two. But if that gives you the cash that you need, and hey, that even helps you pay off a credit card or whatever it might be, cool. That's great too. But again, look at ways to restructure your debt, even refinance or whatever it might be. Look for ways to do that in a cool way. Again, lots of things to do there. I have so much fun helping clients with that kind of thing. If there's anything I love, it's about financing, you know, getting bank loans and stuff. That's one of my favorite things to do. Okay, number four is taxes. Now, if you work a job right now, I can't guarantee anything. And again, I'm not an accountant. Like I said in my episode a couple weeks ago, I'm not an accountant, so I can't tell you what to do with your taxes. But you've probably noticed that if you get a tax return, it's because you've overpaid on your taxes. If you get, for example, a tax return of, say, $5,000 a year, right? That means you overpay on average $400 a month. Now, if you're at this stage, if you're already into like the end of the year now, you've probably already paid the taxes you need to. If you keep getting a tax return every year, you've probably already paid them. So one, you can either go tax exempt and start taking more cash home today. This is especially useful if you ever get bonuses, because bonuses, they just kill you in taxes, don't they? They take a ton out of you in taxes. But you know, be able to raise your exemptions. Maybe you go tax exempt, or maybe you raise them up to higher than what you have them at currently. I remember even when I worked as a side business, when I was a financial advisor starting out and I had a job on the side, I would actually claim 10 all year long, claim 10 exemptions, even though at that time I only had one child. You know, I just had my wife and my child and that was it. Still, because I had write-offs from the business and everything else, I was able to do that. Every situation is different. But the thing is again, if you're getting tax returns every year, why do that? Like, don't worry about doing that. Adjust your paychecks to see if you can get more money back now, and that's more money can come home. And this works throughout the year if you think about it, because if you can get more money back now, that can help you speed up building savings, paying off debt, be able to help and invest in different, better ways. Cool. The thing is, I want you to be aware that not to go crazy with this to the point where now you're owing so much in taxes you can't pay the bill. Naturally, taxes do need to be paid. And if you're a business owner or if you're an investor listening to this right now, there's probably taxes you're already missing that you're probably overpaying on anyways. So even the taxes you are paying, you're probably paying too much. And if you say, hey, well, I get all my money back, guess what? You can get more money back in taxes than what you pay. I said that before a couple weeks ago. So again, if you're an investor or a business owner, you should listen to that podcast from a few weeks back where I talked about some great ways to be able to free up money in taxes. The next thing you could do is you can stop contributions. You can stop doing your 401k or your retirement type of contributions that you're doing. These are not required. And here's the thing. If you have credit card balances and things like that, you probably shouldn't be putting money into a 401k or any type of government plan. Even if there's a match, it won't make that big of a difference. You can't make that big of a return on that money compared to paying off certain loans or credit cards. So if you've got credit card balances, stop with the 401ks. That's not worth it. Find something else to do with it. And for some of you, and some of you are already investors, you already know this, you can make way more money than a 401k anyways. So why even worry about that stuff? But you know, I tell people, stop contributions, whether it be temporarily or permanently. Look at stopping your retirement contributions and doing something better with that money. And again, that could be more cash you're given. In fact, as a bonus, I would even say this. Look at your paycheck stub. You might find some things in there that you're paying for that you're like, wait, why am I paying for this? Many times when I look at people's paycheck stubs, if they do happen to work a job, I'll see things like they've got different insurances they pay for that they're overpaying on some insurances. It's like, hey, you know what? Let's get rid of that insurance, or let's, you know, change it to this instead and help them free up a little bit of extra cash in their paycheck. And that's money that they never saw in the first place because they just saw it as deductions come out of their paycheck. Well, let's get that money back. Have more money coming home every paycheck rather than trying to pay it to everybody else, right? So that's the fifth thing. Sixth thing, and I'm going to say this, is look for ways to earn additional income. And now we talk about selling assets, and that's one way, of course, but what about ways you can do to help people right now? Can you do like an end of the year promotion? You know, can you do something, say, hey, up until the end of this year, I'm going to offer this, or up until this date, December, whatever, I'm going to offer this. You know, look for ways to earn income. What are people looking for? What do they want? Give it to them. Now, you know, there's so many ways to earn more money. There's so many ways to do that, you know, and doesn't require money. Although you might do things with investing to make more money that way and get your money working for you, there might be other ways to do it where it's just purely, it could be a hobby or something like that. It could be something you offer. I've even seen kids lately doing this where they're trying to raise more cash too. And kids are just doing little things. I saw just the other day, somebody put up college football flags in people's yards. And I was like, what the heck are all these flags doing? It's not, you know, usually you see flags in people's yards like on a holiday, but this was instead, these were college flags. And I asked my kids about it. I said, well, why are all these flags in people's yards? They said, oh, you know, these kids are going around making money just by saying, hey, we got these college, you know, football flags. If you want them, we'll put them in your yard for X number of dollars. And so they do. They just like people put up flags in your yard, which is an option. They did that. I knew a guy that came around and he was offering to stencil in people's address numbers on their curbs right in front of their house. Because how many times have you tried to look up somebody's address and you can't see because the porch light's not on or the address is not even on the house? And you're searching around trying to find the house, guessing which house is theirs. We could just have it spray painted right on the curb. You can see it right away. And that helps with emergencies too, when ambulance or fire trucks are coming around. And so things like that, you know, that guy was doing that. He was charging $5 just to basically take stencils and spray paint and he was spray painting stuff. And then he even offered another $5 to put on your favorite college team insignia. So it'd be your address number. And he would put on like the letter or whatever it is, the logo of that college team. I was thinking, that's pretty brilliant. And so he did that, you know, so there's so many ways to do it. It may not require a lot of effort, but again, think of creative ways to go about serving people, give them what they want. And if you've got resources, you got stuff to do, this could be something you find when you're trying to look at getting rid of assets. This could be it. So anyways, these are just a few ideas of so many. But again, to review, I mean, one, do that 5% challenge. Start tracking your money. And when you're tracking it, see if you can cut back 5% each area. Two, see what you can sell, what you can offer. Three, what can you do to restructure debt or be able to skip payments and things like that? Four, are there things you can do with taxes? Can you start increasing your exemptions or go tax exempt? Or can you use some of the tax tips I gave just a little while ago? And if you cut some tax help that needs to be done, it needs to be right now because pretty soon you're going to lose out on 2016 and that's it. And then you've lost the ability to get all the tax breaks. Fifth is stopping contributions like with your 401k and such. And then sixth is finding ways to earn more money. So try those out, see what they do. I've had people free up hundreds of dollars a month. So try it out and let me know your experience. Make sure you email me and say, hey, Chris, this is what I did and this is what I found every month. Like, I would love to hear your experiences that you have with it. So anyways, this is Chris Miles signing off. Have a wonderful and prosperous week, everybody. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.